Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Big 12 Nation. Short, quick, sweet week. Week 5. Man, it seems like the season is flying by. Goes by so quick once it gets started, but now we're in the Big 12 Play Conference, and you know, it was a dandy as I thought it would be with Tech versus OSU. So it went down to the wire, one touchdown. Texas Tech has much improved defense, like greatly improved defense. And I respect Cliff Kingsbury so much for sticking with his defensive coordinator. Everybody says fire him, it's not getting done. This is the perfect example of why you stick with people. And you don't go overboard if you don't get the results right away. And they're improving, and I mean, I think they will definitely get to a bowl game this year. I know people want Big 12 championships right away, but that's just not how it works. So, you know, first, you know, Oklahoma State, Mason Rudolph goes straight down and score. No problem. They look phenomenal. It was amazing how quick, and I thought it was going to be a blowout. Then the next drive, they intercepted. And I think it was like a 90-yard interception, maybe one of the longest in their stadium's history. And it was, I mean, it just electrified the crowd there in Lubbock. And I was impressed. They, you know, to hold them to 41 points when they had scored 49 points on the road against Pittsburgh, to me is phenomenal, because those 41 points didn't come hard. And then they were right there. I mean, to only give up 41 points, I mean, what, TCU held them to 30-something the week before? TCU, you know, has a top-notch defense, not just in the Big 12, but all over. But as you guys know, it was tied at the end of the first quarter. It went on to be, I think it was 21-17 halftime. And then Oklahoma State got a lead in the fourth quarter. Excuse me, in the third quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, Texas Tech tried to pull in close on them, and it just didn't work out for them. But phenomenal game, man. And as we always say, this conference from top to bottom is phenomenal. It is hard to pick a winner every week in this Big 12 conference. And, man, what an amazing, amazing, amazing win for Oklahoma State. They had to get that to bounce back. Mike Gundy had pretty much a straight face on the whole night. It was actually pretty funny. He was very, you know, not emotional, as they should say. But I think he was just probably to the point where he knows how seasons can play out. He pretty much said to himself, hey, either we're going to win this, you know, and we're going to get over last week's loss at home, or we're going to lose this, and this season's going to go in a different direction. And he saw that his kids pulled together, and they figured out a way to win on the road at Texas Tech, which is a very, very hard place to win at. Very hard place to win at. So, you know, great job, Oklahoma State, and great job on Texas Tech. I mean, I'm looking at Texas Tech's schedule. I think they should be able to get a bowl game. And I know in Lubbock they eventually want to get a Big 12 championship or get those double-digit wins like they did under Leach. But, you know, let Coach Kingsbury constantly get you guys the bowl games. And if you keep your D coordinator around and you keep him around, I think in 3 years, give it 3 seasons. I know it seems like forever. Give it 3 seasons. These freshmen or the kids that are freshmen this year, by the time they're seniors, you guys should be competing for Big 12 titles, because there's going to be a couple coaching changes here in the next 3 or 4 years. We all know that. Texas either will go up with Tom Herman or they'll, you know, stay somewhere in the middle. We'll see what happens. Oklahoma, we'll see if they can keep Lincoln Riley there for a while like they did with Bob Stoops since he's young, or if Lincoln Riley gets out of there and gets a different job. But it looks like, you know, we got a new wave of young coaches coming in, new recruits. You know, Cliff Kingsbury is not the young guy anymore with these Lincoln Rileys and these Tom Hermans now. So, Matt Campbells. So we got a new league on the rise here coming soon. So I really hope that the Texas Tech fans just stick it out because, you know, they're going to compete and they're going to have some winning seasons, and then eventually they'll get their shot at a Big 12 title. Now, let's go on to K-State versus Baylor. As I figured, K-State would hold on to the ball. They would run. The guy had 56 carries. Jesse Ertz, or however you say his name, receiver probably had about 200 yards. And, you know, they beat Baylor 33-20. I can't remember what I predicted, but I'm pretty sure I predicted probably about a two-touchdown lead or a two-possession win. And hats off to them. You know, they did a great job winning that game. It's hard to win in Manhattan as it is. I mean, all undefeated Big 12 teams, when they go into Manhattan, they have a serious chance to lose. And that's just the way they play at home. But K-State got off to a 20-3 lead at halftime. K-State didn't score at all in the third quarter. Baylor brought it back a little closer. And then, obviously, K-State ran the clock out, as I thought they would, control the ground game. And it was an easy win for the Wildcats. So this game is what we expected. Nothing big. You know, I'm waiting to see what's next for Baylor and what team Baylor will upset. Because I think when Baylor plays at home, they have a chance to upset somebody. They have a chance to beat somebody. They're getting better week by week. And we'll just leave it at that. I just hope that. It's just, I don't know. It's sad to see that Baylor was this terrible program, never can win any football games. I mean, Taylor was the doormat of football probably about a decade ago, 10, 12 years ago, when Texas was winning national championships. And just to see them just a few years ago actually have a chance to play in a national championship game, it's just sad and frustrating. But we will see what happens. We will see what happens. Hopefully, they finish the job. K-State has Texas next. That will be a fun game. It's going to be a 6 p.m. Central game, and I can't wait for that. I don't know if I said this already. I can't remember, but before I go into it, I just want to say condolences to all the families of anybody who lost anybody in Vegas. Just terrible, stupid tragedy. People need to get over themselves. If you don't like your life, you know, maybe take your own life. Why take a bunch of people's lives who aren't bothering you, or a bunch of innocent people? It's just really disgusting and annoying. And one of the reasons why we lean on sports when we need to help ourselves feel better in life. All right, let's get to the Thursday night game. Texas versus Iowa State. Texas did what they had to do. They won on the road at Iowa State. I was surprised Matt Campbell did not call those two timeouts at the end of the game to try and at least try and take a couple more shots downfield. But the name of this game is defense. Texas fans are going to complain and they're going to be upset about the lack of offense. But the last time we're there, they didn't win. So appreciate winning. You got Kansas State at home, and this is going to be a big step in the right direction. Texas can get off 2-0 in league play. However, on the other hand, Iowa State is not playing around. They're still a young team. Matt Campbell's still a young coach. They're on their way. They're on their way. And I just hope that, you know, people in Texas are patient with Coach Beck, because I know how they are offensively. But if their best defense is their offense, and that's running the ball and eating time off the clock, then that's all that matters. Win. That's what Coach D'Antonio does at Michigan State. He keeps those offenses off the field. He finds a way to win. Nevertheless, Texas is 2-2, and they have they already had their bye week, obviously, going into this. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. Now, the controversy at Texas right now is Bushell versus Ellinger. Some people think in the long run, Ellinger gives them a better chance to win. Some people think Bushell gives them a solid chance to win right now. I was listening to certain radio stations affiliated with the Texas Longhorns, and a lot of the people said they feel like the offense is a little sophisticated for Shane Bushell, because last year Sterling Gilbert, when he came in, it was pretty much the same offense he ran in high school. And Gilbert was also an offensive coordinator in high school. So he didn't have to think. It was a read-react offense and get the ball down the field. This offense, however, is a progression offense. So a lot of times you see Bushell hesitate to hit that if the first person isn't open. You see him, you know, thinking while he's trying to make the second and third progression, do I want to do here, do it? And you just cause a lot of, like, hesitation. So with that being said, we have to wait and see the full season what happens. But obviously Sam Ehlinger is the future of this program. So we'll see if they end up redshirting him, because my thing is, if he's only 1 year behind Bushell eligibility-wise, they're going to want to redshirt him at least 1 year. They're going to want to bring a quarterback in, because you're going to want a guy who can at least carry you for 2 years, unless Bushell feels the heat of him and Bushell ends up transferring somewhere. But, I don't see that happening, but you never know. I mean, Charlie Strong and Sterling Gilbert are at USF, and he thrived well under the system, and USF has a stud quarterback, and that stud quarterback will graduate after this year. So we'll have to wait and see how this QB battle plays out at Texas, because Ehlinger is not going anywhere. He was born to play at the University of Texas. So I definitely don't see him leaving. But, and I don't see Bushell leaving, but you never know. He could always be on the table. So that was it, guys. I mean, it was three damn games this week because we got such a small conference compared to everybody else. We don't have like 12 and 14 teams in our conference like everybody else does. So, I mean, that was pretty much it for week five. It was three games. The Oklahoma State Tech game, I stayed up all night watching that to 11. Hell of a game. K-State, we knew what was going to happen there. Iowa State, Texas, Thursday night game. So, we've had some good primetime games. So, let's go ahead and go into week six, guys. And let me do these picks. And I think that what I would go for in Iowa State at Oklahoma, 11 a.m. on the road. I'm going to say Oklahoma 34-13, somewhere in that range. Iowa State's improved, but Iowa State has its better chances for upsets at home. That crowd electrifies them. You see how they had, Texas shook there for a minute. So that is I'll go with that. It would be a 2 or 3 touchdown win for the Sooners, I think, maybe more. We'll see. Now, the game of the week this week is going to be West Virginia at TCU. West Virginia only has one loss. TCU, we know, is undefeated. Both has explosive offenses. So that is going to be a dandy to watch, and I can't wait to see that game unfold. That's our best option, I think, this week. And I'm going to go TCU. They got good offense. I'm going to go TCU 28, West Virginia 10. But you never know. West Virginia could pull it out and make it a fight over time. So that's where I'm going to go with that one. All right, Texas Tech, Kansas. Texas Tech looked good last week, but you never know. Kansas plays good at home. But I think Texas Tech goes out there and handles business 42-24, beats Kansas on the road by at least a couple touchdowns. And then you got Texas versus Kansas State. This is going to be old-fashioned football. We see that Texas is leaning towards running the ball, running the clock out. So in Austin this week, K-State versus UT, I'm going to go UT 24. Kansas State 21 or UT 28, Kansas State 25 or 24 or something like that, or 20-17, somewhere in that range. I think it's going to be a field goal game, low-scoring game, run the clock, very good defensive battle game. So we'll see. But exciting things, next weekend – we'll have some great matchups. Obviously, with the OU-Texas rivalry, Texas Tech goes to West Virginia. Baylor goes to Oklahoma State. Kansas goes to Iowa State. So week seven will be it. But that's about it for Big 12 Nation. Everybody pray for the people in Las Vegas. And we'll see you guys next week. And thank you for the support. This is Big 12 Nation. Everybody have a great, blessed week. Thank you. Bye.